Now, Larry Bolden is here to discuss a genre of fiction that Amazon labels as women's fiction or romance fiction. Larry begs to differ with these critical-sounding labels. Larry?
With Women's Day just behind us, I'm focusing my reading this month on women authors. I notice more and more when I peruse big distributors like Amazon that there is now a genre called women's fiction. Not so long ago, this same genre might have been called romance novels, and I take both designations as at least faintly negative, alerting readers that this is light fiction, all about squishy love and relationships, unlike the more muscled, serious literature produced by men. In fact, if a reader really wants to read about relationships between men and women, women and women, parents and children, and even our relationships with other animals, I think the category to look to is women's fiction. Indeed, when I look back over women authors of the last century or more, I think most could be put in this category. Simone de Beauvoir, Iris Murdoch, Penelope Lively, Doris Lessing, even Nadine Gordimer write primarily about family and relationships. Yes, Murdoch's novels are deeply philosophical and Gordimer's deeply political, but the stories told are about relationships. Take, for example, one of Gordimer's last novels, A Sport of Nature, which was written after the end of apartheid and is probably one of her best feminist novels. Lively's The Photograph, Doris Lessing's The Golden Notebook, Simone de Beauvoir's The Mandarins. All of these novels are about relationships, and all, as I read them, are feminist novels. But I want to put in a word or two for even more popular so-called romance writers like Jojo Moyes, Joan Silber, and Miranda Beverly Whittemore. Recently, after finishing an agonizingly long and gruesome psychological thriller, a reader loaned me a stack of library books when I told her I needed to read something more hopeful and optimistic. The stack included Jojo Moyes, The Last Letter from Your Lover, and The Horse Dancer, both of which were deeply perceptive about how relationships go wrong and how they can sometimes be righted, perhaps with just a few moments of real honesty or a real attempt to unself, in Murdoch's words, that is, to really attend to the other. The Horse Dancer not only reveals much about how secrets and hiding of insecurities prevent real understanding between lovers and between children and parents, it also describes a beautiful relationship between a girl and her horse, and much advice about how we ought to attend to and treat animals in our lives. Now, I agree that romance novels often become formulaic, with too much talk of six-pack abs and hot, smoky sex, and, as in The Last Letter from Your Lover, too much jerking around of the readers, first giving one hope of a breakthrough, a reunion, a happy ending, and then ripping the carpet out from under these hopes, only to begin to build a new anticipation of resolution, a new thread of hope, cut off again and again. Still, the characters in the novels mentioned are believable and fully fleshed out, and the circumstances usually quite plausible. Miranda Beverly Whittemore's fine novel, Set Me Free, not only describes human relationships well and perceptively, it also tells us a lot about racism and the broken promises Native Americans have continually faced. I'm sure some readers would want to insist that Set Me Free is much more than a romance or women's fiction book, but my point is that many of this poorly defined genre are much more than romances. I learned long ago that I loved what many critics deride as chick flicks, for many of the same reasons I find so-called romance novels important and uplifting. When I look back and recall why I so loved Edith Wharton, Alice Munro, Wella Cather, I discover that it was their acute understanding of relationships that endeared me to them. Would Jane Austen and Emily Bronte, were they writing today, be labeled romance writers? Certainly relationships between lovers were key parts of their works. At various times in my reading life, I've rejected whole genres of writing, science fiction, mysteries, only to discover later that my reasons were superficial and largely unjustified. So-called romance novels are, I suppose, my latest treasure trove of overlooked or too quickly rejected novels. Jojo Moyes has made me laugh out loud and cry as she describes the sad but often laughable antics of lovers. I have not learned much from self-help books on how to make relationships work or how when to jettison ones that don't. But novels, especially those by women, have shown me just how deceit tarnishes and or destroys relationships, and how even a few moments of real honesty can restart a relationship in trouble. I am a reader who loves to read about families, and here again I think the place to go is often this slippery genre I'm trying to characterize. Next week I will return to my usual habit of reviewing a single novel when I review René Denfeld's excellent last novel, The Child Finder, another novel primarily about relationships. But today I'm happy to be recommending to you women's fiction, which is neither soft nor shallow. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.